of anything at all happening last week as regarded the Flaxby Nature's Finest 9450 pillow top probably said not entirely great things about me as a manager. Should I ask? Well, I was having a jam sandwich. You got jam on the Flaxby Nature's Finest 9450 pillow top? Brian nods sheepishly. It's fine, though. Tiffany helped me flip it over so it doesn't show. Once again, I made the mistake of feeling relieved. Then the bits of my brain that are professionally required to know how beds work start talking to each other. Hang on, Brian. You can't flip a pillow top mattress because it's got a pillow top on the top. Ooh. Brian winces in a way you ideally never want a man in charge of 2 grand's worth of mattress to wince. I decide that the pillow top issue can wait. Well, I suppose we can at least flip this one. Come on. Flipping the mattress is hard work, but at least it's simple work, and once I've reminded him to put the bloody mug down, Brian can handle it with something approaching competence. We heave the whole kit and caboodle up onto one side, pivot it about the middle, and lay it down nicely on the frame that's being used to display it. Then I step back and check it looks okay, and I see another large brown stain spread right across the middle. Yeah, says Brian. Now that one is tea. I'm heading back from bedding, trying to work out how to replace not one but 2 display models of high-end mattresses, when Claire, my assistant manager, sticks her head out of the office door and yells, "His Royal Dickishness is on the phone," the entire length of the store, which she follows with, "And don't worry, I've got him muted." "That just means," I yell back, "that you can't hear him, not that he can't hear you." Well, balls. One of these days I'm going to have to do something about Claire's habit of calling our boss his Royal Dickishness, and also about her habit of shouting swear words across the showroom, and also, for that matter, about Brian just, you know, in general. Though I'm guessing that right now his Royal Dickishness is going to care more about the swearing. I'm guessing right. So, Jonathan Forrest's slightly too polished accent glides down the phone line and into my ears. "This isn't what I was originally calling you about, but why the hell is your assistant manager calling me his Royal Dickishness in front of what sounded like the whole shop?" There's no way to cover for this, but I try anyway for Claire's sake. "It's affectionate." "How's it affectionate?" "It's a northern thing. You know, like when you got a mate you call your bastard." "I lived in the north for 16 years, says Jonathan Forrest. He likes to bring that up because it makes him sound more working class, even though he's a rich fucker who only gives a fuck about other rich fuckers. "And I never had a mate I called your bastard." Privately, I think he's probably never had a mate. "I'm just saying is how folk talk. Even so, bastard..." He says bastard with a short A like a normal person, even if everything else he says sounds like one of the shittier royals, has a very different connotation to dickish. "It's the same principle," I try. "It sounds weak, even to me." Okay. I'm pretty sure Jonathan Forrest isn't a robot, but I almost hear his brain click as he moves on. While this isn't what I wanted to talk about, it's very much connected to it. Oh, fuck. He knows I call him a dick as well. We all call him a dick. Because he's a dick. The way I see it, if you don't want people calling you a dick, you shouldn't be a dick. "Is it?" I ask, trying not to sound too much like he's just caught me wanking. Splashes and Snuggles has 3 branches now and a 4th opening next year. The Croydon branch is performing as I expect it to. The Leeds branch is performing as I expect it to. The Sheffield branch, decidedly, is not. Probably not the time to tell him one of my employees just wrecked 4 grand's worth of mattress with a tea run. "In what way exactly are we not performing as you expect us to?" "You're over budget and under target, and frankly, I'm a bit concerned you don't already know that." Oh, why does this dick have to be such a dick? "Yes, we are technically a bit over budget, what with all the stock Brian has trashed. And yes, we are technically a bit under target. But that's because Jonathan's targets are bollocks. I know what the figures are, but we're a new store. It's a competitive area and we're getting pretty close." "I didn't hire you to get pretty close." Somehow he manages to sneer just with his voice. "I hired you to meet the goals I give you, and if you..."